11th week, first day, the power of the sea. I watched the sea surge and pound forward against the rocky ledges with a leisurely, effortless motion, a motion grounded in gravity and governed by the law of the tides. Before me lay four huge rocks, and the waves rolled through their crevices like five huge fingers. The fingers seemed to have power enough to clasp and hold the rocks had they cared to do so, or to bend and destroy them. But they did not need to do that. Their gesture of power turned into a caress as they withdrew. They seemed to feel, why should I destroy or yet cling to that which is already mine? Here and there cliffs towered up high, too lofty to be reached by the sea even for a caress. I don't belong to you. I am above you, they seemed to say. You shall never possess me. To them, the sea merely unsheathed its white teeth in a smile that rippled along the whole shoreline of the island, and that afternoon the sun sent a rainbow ribbon of light and carried a river of water to the clouds. The next day it fell in torrents down upon those cliffs, sweeping their faces, caressing their stiff necks, and patting them tenderly upon their heads, as though to say, "You cannot escape me after all, O land." Yes, the whole round earth is held in the hollow of the sea's mighty hand. The land, rigid and firm, is possessed and ruled, controlled and given life by the sea itself, because the sea knows how to relax utterly and be utterly obedient to the laws of the tide, of the sun, of the universe. And little man, if he gives himself completely to the great laws of the spirit and of life, to the tides and the sun, perhaps he too shall hold the world in the hollow of his hand. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Job, chapter 38, verses 4, 8, and 16. Where wast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding, or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth, as if it had issued out of the womb? Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the depth